The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom v'vracha. We are up to the shiur of the last bracha of the day. Oh Hashem, we're zeichet to have 100 shiurim, even though we said more than 100 brachas. Last bracha of the day is Hamapil, Birchas Hamapil. That says, brought in the Gemara, before one goes to sleep, you say it's Birchas Hamapil. The Kadmoinim recommended certain things that one should do before it goes to sleep. As we said, all the brachas that we're saying are to make us recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the greatness of Klal Yisrael that can interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every bracha is giving us another boost, another shot of clarity of what we really are and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what life is all about. That's what bracha is all about. You can have a person saying 100 brachas a day and even having a calendar and checking them off, and they won't really be doing this because he's just saying that, making sure to mekayim his mitzvah. Come upon, it's a mitzvah, it's a minig tov, everything's good. But if you really want to get what you can out of it, this is what we're trying to do in these shiurim, to make each one an experience that helps us recalibrate ourselves and uplift ourselves to what we really are and what our Kodesh Boker really is for us. So now we're at the end of the day, about to go to sleep and make our last bracha, Hamapil, together with the whole Seder, Kriyas Shema L'Amida, whether we're saying it or not saying it. You realize that we have finished another unit of life, a day. Life is made of units of a day. Yoim, Yidushun. There's a lot of psukim of Yoim, Yoim, Yamos, Lonu. It's all different psukim, how the world is comprised of days. The day of Yom Yisrael, Hashem loads us up with good things. And he said, Klal Yisrael, Yom Yom Yidrashu, every day is another day of being Doyosh Hashem. To put ourselves in that position of Doyosh Hashem, it will be Lo Yasu Lo Kol Toif. He'll only have goodness in his life. So before we make the bracha and we end the day, as we said, there are various things that Chazal recommended. One thing is Limud HaTorah b'layla. We know the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is both Gisa b'yom v'layla, where a person should have a Seder of learning Torah at night. Even if it's a short Seder in the summer of the night, it's short, but at least something. And it's even a good idea, Shalom Kodesh brings, before one goes to sleep, one can say one little Dvar Torah, whether it be a Mishnah or Halacha or something. Once again, it's not a Chiyus. It's a nice thing to end the day and start the night with something good in our hand. We know that many of the dreams we have in the course of the night are connected to some of the things we thought in the course of the day. If we have good things in our head before we go to sleep, that will help for that also. That's number one. Ending our day with Direi Torah. Number two is summing up the day. Moghe Avram brings, another Kadmoinim bring, that it's a proper thing to say some type of vidui at the end of the day. We're not talking about the vidui of Yom Kippur, but just to go over the course of the day and make a quick cheshbon and nefesh, at least to the things that were extremely not the way they should be. Try to think for a few seconds that, you know, I feel bad about what happened today, and I'll make a little more effort tomorrow to better myself. Basically, the process of going to sleep, like everything we have in these brachas, all the brachas that relate to the physical world, are things that the rest of the world does also, and a lot of things animals do also. But as a Jew, we do it differently. Going to sleep is not just ending the day. Before we go to sleep, we sum up the day. Like we said, sum up the day with Davar Shebikdusha, a word of Torah, some of the day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. And a third thing that's brought down also is to be Moichel. Anybody who's Mitzar, you says that a person gets punished because of you, because of your Kepedis. It's not a good thing for you either. A Jew is always supposed to have his mind focused on how it could benefit others, whether they deserve them, or they don't deserve them, or maybe in case where the Chur deserve the other way around, they're not behaving the way they should. Come on, if it's a monetary issue that could be brought to Bezen, so that's one of the things Dr. Stalis was entitled to take it to Bezen. But all the other kinds of insults and those type of things, it's a good thing to be Moichel. Basically, we're ending the day with focusing on the greatness of man. My greatness is that I'm not just a physical entity like all the other animals in the Goyim that have them in the Shema Kedosha, which was put into this world for me to get tremendous tzchar. Use that in the Shema to be Moishel, to control what is important in my life. And that's why, at the end of the day, I show myself and I show Kodesh Bofo, yes, Ruchni is Toya Mitzvah, is important to me, whether it be the any one of these three things, or all of them, they're all good to help us be mechazik this inyan of focus. I'm ending the day, and I want to really see myself with my full glory. My full glory is, and I'm also involved in Torah. Full glory is, I always want to better myself. I'm honest with myself. I do have shortcomings. We have people go through lives, entire lives, they're blaming everybody for all the unpleasant things they are doing to the other person. He deserves it, and he's not good to me. He's not considerate of me. That won't help, because the fact is, when I do something inconsiderate to the other person, no matter how justified it is, I have lowered myself from the glory of Klal Yisrael to the rest of the Bria. Yes, when the two foxes fighting over a piece of meat, so if one fox attacks the other one attacks back, legitimate. You attack me, I attack you back. But we have a tzema lukim, because it's both not like that. No matter how much we are not makir toiva and how much people rebel against him, he doesn't attack back. If there's ever a mitzvah a din, it's never attacking back. It's just hopefully to wake up the person to come back. But never out of revenge and anger, frustration. Those concepts don't exist in the Olam HaSholem, the world of Shleimus, the world that we're all striving for. So as much as we can, we should try. If we can't bring ourselves to do it, at least say, you know, I want to get to that point that I'll be able to be more of a person. Not always is it possible. It's true. Sometimes people do such mean, inconsiderate things. We're not on that level. But at least think a second, you know, near to Shem, one day I'll get to that level. I'll be able to do it. I can't do it now. So anyway, this is the introduction to the last broch of the day, introduction to going to sleep, of summing up with the day, and once again, bringing myself back into focus of what I am, the greatness of Klal Yisrael and Hashem HaKadosh, the Tzem Elikim. And with these three things, even a drop of Torah, a little Cheshbon HaNefesh, and a desire to be both of those unfortunate Jews that were not sensitive to me. And then with this, we go to the bracha. The word chevle is an interesting word. Chevle, with a segel, the way it's pronounced, chevle, is not a rope. It's either like a chevle, a chunk, a piece, a chelek. It's a part, different parts of Shena. There's also chevle leda, which are
Kol Halashon.
Even more than that, the parts of the birthing process, but the waves of energy or whatever, or even pain, that person goes through. The truth is that the fact that Chazal described Shena as Chevle, as different parts of Shena, is very amazing, because we know nowadays that there are four different parts of sleep, the lighter sleep and the deeper sleep and the rapid eye movement sleep. Different types of sleep, and each one is necessary. The brain waves change completely differently in each one, because we don't know exactly why, but in order for us to be refreshed, we have to go through these different stages of sleep. So we recognize that there are different stages of sleep, and we want all of them because all of them are necessary. The person's lacking some of these stages of sleep, then he never gets a full rest. And he has too much of what he's of any one of them. It's also not good. You have to have the right amount. So we're saying we recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu set up in ways that we don't understand even how they work, but he made these different stages of sleep, and spada, we should have all those stages in the right fashion. Snuma lafapoi, in the deep sleep, on my eyelids. That's number one. In other words, this is another bracha that's doing what brachas are supposed to do. I'm doing a natural thing, go to sleep, finish. Some have it easier, some have it harder, but it's a natural thing. Dogs also go to sleep. But a dog goes to sleep like a dog. Klal Yisrael goes to sleep as Klal Yisrael. We say, Hamapil Chevli Shena. Do you say, Adeshemai, you are the one who put sleep on my eyes, on my body. All the different stages of sleep. I recognize that it's from you. I'm interacting with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, even as I'm about to go to sleep. I recognize it's not something to be taken for granted. It's a gift of Hashem. And human sleep is specially designed for human beings. Every animal has, some don't sleep at all, and the ones that do sleep, every animal is very different. A lot of Balei Chaim can manage with less sleep because they're not really doing anything. If you're grazing the whole day, how much sleep do you need? What are you really doing? Just eating the grass or vegetation. But also, a person who's living properly, using his seichel, a certain amount or a certain need of this extra sleep, and that's what Hashem gave us. Together with that, we have a tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should go to sleep in peace and I should get up in peace. Also, not to take for granted that, okay, I'm going through a natural thing, go to sleep, tomorrow will be another day. Not everyone gets up in the morning. And it's not confined to old people, unfortunately. Often, not that often. It happens even in babies, even middle-aged people. Every age it can happen. I'm not taking for granted the fact that we know and the Shema is going up, and it's at a Hayosha, according to what we deserve. We don't even deserve to get it back. It's a Chesed Hashem that gives us the Shema back. So, Vada, Shalitzim Nispal, Tamidenu L'Sholem, tomorrow should be a good day. Hashem and the Shema back. I shouldn't have any unsettling thoughts and bad dreams, bad thoughts. I should have a peaceful sleep at night. So also someone could be mispowerful. The tei mitosi shleima lefanecho. And the Farshim say, in Chazal, mitosi shleima doesn't only mean the bed that I'm sleeping in, but also he means that also I should behave properly in my sleep, but mitosi shleima means also his offspring, the next generation. I should be zeicher that mitosi, the child that came out for me should be shleimim. They should all be good. This is also a basic thing that we're reminding ourselves as we're going to sleep and ending the day. Enlighten my eyes. Chas Hashem. We shouldn't have that death. Like we're saying, we're not taking life for granted. The most basic thing we can do. There's a most fitting way of ending the day, of recognizing that life itself is not something to be taken for granted. Not being alive at all, the fact that I'm alive, and that I'm alive with shalom and peace, as even a high madrega, these are all things that I have, and I'm not taking them for granted. You have to nail the Ishan Basoyan. You are the one who lights up person's eyes to be able to see. You give us the ability to see, tremendous gift of sight. Without the ability to see, what would life be like? Where would we get in life? So we'd be so limited in what we can do and how we could progress. Baruch Hashem, Hashem has given us that amazing, most sophisticated camera in the universe, the human eye. Baruch Hashem, Hamel Olam Kulo B'Chvoidei. Hashem, he's the one who brings the light. It's not the sun. The sun gets its energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all b'chvoidei. Like we say, HaKol Boreh l'chvoidei. Everything was created l'chvoid Hashem. It doesn't mean that Hashem needs kavod. Hashem is past that. He's shalom. What kavod can this minuscule speck in the universe add to him? But kavodah means that he revealed himself in a way that we could recognize his greatness. And he did that so that we should take advantage of it and recognize his greatness and use it as a way of mechazek, yiras shamayim, ma'avas Hashem, and are running after the mitzvahs, trying to do them b'shleimus, trying to use life properly. That's b'chvoidah. He revealed his greatness. He could have made, even if he created the world, he could have made it much more simple. He made it so complex, so beautiful, in a way that fulfills all our physical, emotional, intellectual needs in such a beautiful fashion, our pleasures. All this b'chvoidah. We should have an uplit world that we could see all the wonderful colors, and sounds, and shapes, and revelations of wisdom, so that we should recognize the greatness of Hashem and want to take advantage of the fact that we are also B'tzer Melekim. We are, in some ways, the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can emulate Him in all our ways. Shmi Zeicha, every day, not just to say the Me'er Brachas. Saying the Me'er Brachas is, yeah, it's better than not saying them, but it doesn't change one's life. If you mevorach Hashem 100 times, you recognize the greatness of Hashem, right? The greatness of us, that we're able to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that no other Bria can do it. And each time, there's another shot of energy, another light, beacon of light, of clarity in this world of darkness that we're living in, world of confusion, world of frustration, world of wasting so much beauty and koichos that we have for nothing. Every time we get another shot of this, it's taking away those shots that the Sitra Achra is giving us. In our day and age, we're getting shot by it day and night. A glut of information that is useless, or even worse than that, detrimental to our growth. The Muskul Rishon, the natural way of looking at life, just as a physical world, physical cause and effect. We're being hit by that nonstop. But connected that, we have these Me'er Brachas, the other rabbi, connected that. That is the most powerful tool we have. That 100 times a day, once and again, I hit by the Sitra Achra, and now I get back and I strengthen myself again, put myself back into position. Should be zeichah to have many, many wonderful days from the morning till the Amapil. It should be days of Tashkiveinu L'Sholem, Tamideinu L'Sholem, there should always be peace. We should be full of shleimus. Our family should be full of shleimus. And make a much nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.